Santa Fe police say a man is jailed after he choked a woman who'd given him a ride from a downtown bar to his vehicle. An SFPD news release says the 26-year-old woman agreed early Sunday to give 21-year-old Ryan Catron of El Dorado a ride to his vehicle. Once delivered, he allegedly began choking the woman before she was able to break away and notify authorities. Police say Catron was later arrested at his home. He's charged with suspicion of kidnapping, battery, and assault with intent to commit a violent felony, and is being held on a $100,000 cash bond. Albuquerque State Senator Tim Keller is urging Governor Susana Martinez to place education reform on her legislative call for the upcoming 2014 60-day legislative session. Keller tells KSFR his move was prompted by what he terms the governor's unilateral implementation of additional testing in New Mexico's public schools. The Democrat wants a say on such decisions.
Historically, those have always gone to the legislature as really a reflection of democracy and of the legislative process. And so the idea, I think, that we're founded on is that we get a better answer when we include the various different parts of our state and so forth that are represented in the legislature.
Keller says he's received much critical feedback on the move to more testing. State voters in 2003 approved a constitutional amendment placing education under the governor's purview. Meantime, Governor Martinez has appointed Corrales architect Tyson Parker to the State Public Education Commission. Parker fills a commission vacancy in a district that includes New Mexico's most populous counties, including Santa Fe and Bernalillo. Members of the commission are elected, but the governor fills vacancies. The commission can approve creation of charter schools, which are freed from some traditional state education requirements through alternative curricula. A report from the state's tourism department shows New Mexico is drawing more visitors. Tourism officials say figures from 2012 show a nearly 3% boost in the number of overnight and day tourists who, the report notes, spent close to $6 billion in the state that year. Tourism officials credit the $2 million New Mexico True advertising campaign for the uptick. Santa Fe County wants to know residents' thoughts on the future of the old First Judicial Courthouse on Catron Street downtown. The county's Christine Mihelsik.
Probably the easiest way to access the survey is by going to our website, santafecountynm.gov. And under Hot Topics, there is a link that you can click on. It takes you directly to the survey.
Mihelsik says the questions will quickly cover whether citizens want to keep county services downtown with provided parking, or if they'd prefer a county campus elsewhere. She says input will be taken over the next several weeks, with results of the survey to be presented to the Santa Fe County Board of Commissioners early in 2014. There's one less candidate for mayor of Santa Fe after Roman Abeta withdrew from the race Saturday. In a statement, Abeta, the former Santa Fe County manager, gave his mayoral endorsement to Javier Gonzalez, the former state Democratic Party chair. That leaves the race between Gonzalez and city councilors Patty Boucher, Bill Demas, and Rebecca Wurzberger seeking the city's top post in the March municipal elections. Santa Fe weather today mostly sunny, a high near 47. Tonight partly cloudy and a low about 28. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high near 52. I'm Tom Tropridge, KSFR First News.